All right, Kayla, what recipe are we talking about today?
So we're going to talk through these easy lettuce wraps. I make an easy peanut sauce to serve on the side because I like to top it with something that's like very flavorful.
First of all, I love lentils. I made the best lentil soup of my life the other day, which maybe one of these times I'll share a recipe.
We should do that.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. So glad that you are here at Health Power. I love Wednesdays because I get to talk to the wonderful Kayla Capiello. And Kayla, you went ahead and watched Love on the Spectrum. Listen, everybody, just stay. We're going to talk of food, I promise, and recipes. But I just wanted to get Kayla's take because I love that show.
Okay, so I absolutely watched it and I'm obsessed. So Andrew and I watched it. If you guys don't know, Andrew's my husband, but we watched it. We like to have a bedtime show. So we like watch TV on the couch for like an hour or two. And then when we get in bed, we like to watch something that's like not dramatic, not scary, like very low key. Yes. So this was like our half an hour before bed every night. And it is so wholesome. It's so feel good. It was like a pleasure. He kept being like, it's a delight. It's like, I agree.
Isn't it?
I think I messed up though. And I watched season two before I watched season one.
That's all right.
Okay.
Yes, you get the idea.
I'm obsessed with everyone on that show. I feel like all of the parents are so supportive, like Connor's parents, Connor's family.
Oh,
I was like,
Connor.
All these people are so blessed to be like, have these families and like be part of these like family units that are like so supportive. Yep. And that's, I don't know what I expected, but I felt like that was like the most loving thing about watching it was to see how like all these people like supported each other. I was like crying.
Isn't it so sweet? And I have to say that I feel blessed because Lisa and I reached out to Lise, Connor's mom, and not only did they come on the show and Connor got to meet my daughter, Lila, and that was like this instant connection. And she is gay. She has a girlfriend. Otherwise, my daughter was like, this was a couple of years ago before he came out. I'd probably be dating him because they have a lot in common. But Lisa and I are now friends, like genuinely keeping
touch.
That's
wild.
Yeah,
like, she's
right?
Such a good person.
Which is fantastic.
Like between her and Abby's mom and like that whole love story and like they're going on their trip to Africa together, I was like, I cannot. Like these families were just so supportive and the people were like so kind. And I was so glad you suggested it because I don't think it's something I would have thought to watch.
Oh, good.
And then when you did, I was like, oh, this is like the best thing on television. Like, how is everyone not talking about this?
Oh, well, Christine and I are setting up an interview, Abby's mom. And I had Jennifer Cook on. Jennifer is a beautiful redheaded woman who went and gave advice. I love when she talks.
What an incredible job.
What's that?
What an incredible job.
Right. Like, well, she is
amazing.
Yes. And she's on the spectrum.
Yeah. That was like she harnessed something that she probably struggled with and turned it into something like amazing.
Yeah. Well, she's written best-selling books for girls and women on Asperger's. And I think what's interesting is, you know, the language has changed. And before you would say high functioning and low functioning, now they changed it to high needs and low needs.
Okay.
So, you know, my daughter is low needs on the autism spectrum.
Okay.
And other people are high needs. And I think Jennifer appears to be low needs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think she is. But I think when she was younger, she struggled. And she shares that.
Yeah.
You will hear an interview from Jennifer Cook. So be sure to check that out. But okay. So Love on the Spectrum, that's my TV recommendation. So glad you watched it. All right, Kayla, what recipe are we talking about today?
So we're going to talk through these easy lettuce wraps. They sound kind of boring and kind of too healthy to be exciting, but they're actually really great. I first discovered lettuce wraps like years ago. Have you ever been to a P.F. Chang's?
I haven't, but I've had them in a Thai restaurant.
Yes. Okay. So very similar.
Okay.
I, like in my younger years, was not the foodie that I am now.
Okay.
So when we went to P.F. Chang's, I was like, oh, I don't know what these lettuce wraps are like, so let's try it. And then I always went back to that when I saw it on a menu. So like now when we order in Thai and I see it, or like when we order in from like the Chinese and like sushi places, they have them too. But it always like takes me back to like that first moment at P.F. Chang's.
I think it's something too that with the whole low carb, you know, keto, Atkins sort of situation that a lot of people started wrapping in lettuce. There's a place I go in town. And I get a chicken sandwich. I wrap it in lettuce, not because I care about carbs, but because I have sensitivity. It doesn't matter what kind of bread.
Yeah.
But anyway, go on.
That's a good idea too.
Yeah.
So I was just like on this journey to like recreate some sort of a lettuce wrap that kind of felt like the P.F. Chang's one. But also I wanted to like make it my own. And I wanted to have a version that had protein in it. And then I also wanted to be able to like master this vegan version of it, because if it's already wrapped in lettuce and it's healthy, like I'm just that person that doesn't need meat for every meal. And exactly. I know there are people out there who do, and my husband's definitely one of them, mm-hmm. but I love making this meal because it's like, you can kind of mix and match and like change it around to accommodate however you feel that day and whatever dietary restrictions or allergies you have. So for this recipe, I obviously wrapped everything in lettuce, and you can choose between iceberg lettuce. You can choose romaine lettuce. We use butter lettuce a lot.
I love butter lettuce.
I also buy green leaf lettuce a lot because I feel like it's a bit softer. So like they're really easy to wrap. Mm-hmm. But literally like whatever your favorite lettuce is, you can kind of just go with that. You don't need to buy romaine like just because it says romaine. And right. then I make an easy peanut sauce to serve on the side because I like to top it with something that's like very flavorful, and it's a bit thicker
right.
than the sauce I make to cook either the meat in or the tofu. And I include cashews in mine too. Mm. So for the peanut sauce, let's start with that one. I use peanut butter, but you can use any kind of nut butter you want. And if you are nut free, you can use a chickpea butter, or you can even use hummus in it. You can use mashed chickpeas, anything that's going to get you like a similar texture and not like this huge like flavor difference.
Right.
I add a little bit of water to mine just to dilute it. And then I'm also adding coconut aminos, or if you use gluten-free soy sauce, that's fine to use too. Rice vinegar, maple syrup, or you can use honey. I use lime juice, sesame oil, and then just my seasonings. So I add ginger.
I
want to
apologize about my dogs. I actually thought they were down here. If it's not too loud, I'm going to leave them for now. My 10-year-old lab is having trouble coming. We have 8 stairs coming up and down to my studio. He's having trouble coming down. And I just, so I hope that's okay. Go on.
You're totally fine.
Okay.
So those are the ingredients for the peanut sauce, and you kind of just like whisk it together. I usually start with that when I'm cooking in the kitchen. I'm letting the rice cook, and then I'm mixing together this peanut sauce. Okay. Then for the second sauce, you're going to mix together a lot of similar ingredients, but it's going to have a different taste because it's not going to have that peanut butter in it. So okay. it's going to be the coconut aminos, the vinegar. I'm going to add cornstarch this time because you want this sauce to be a bit thicker. I add sriracha to make it a little spicier. And then I'm adding either, you can use ground turkey, you can use ground beef or ground chicken. You can also use chopped up chicken. If you have a chicken breast and you don't have ground chicken, that's totally fine. I like to just cut it really small because the idea is having like these little small pieces
yeah.
all wrapped up in the lettuce instead of like one huge chicken breast.
Mm-hmm.
So you're adding whatever meat you want. And if you don't want to add meat, you can also add crumbled tofu in it. Because so what you're going to do that. Is add, yeah,
I was about to ask you about that. Can you use tofu? I'm not a big tofu fan, but I know a lot of people like it. So
yeah, you can do tofu. You can also use any kind of vegan meat substitute you want. You can use lentils if you prefer to use like lentils, either cooked lentils or crispy lentils are fine. You can even do quinoa if you don't want to use any kind of meat and you don't right. want to use tofu and you don't want to use something that's soy. Quinoa is a great option because it's high in protein too.
Wait, I got to go back for a second.
Yeah.
First of all, I love lentils. I made the best lentil soup of my life the other day, which maybe one of these times I'll share a recipe.
Although
I altered it. What is a crispy lentil?
So crispy lentils are sold probably in like the snack section or where you can find like salad toppings.
I see.
And they're cooked lentils, but then they are baked. So they're not soft. They're kind of crispy. And you can put them like – I like to put them on my poke bowls. So I buy – dried edamame Yay. And then crispy lentils to put on top of my poke bowls. So I would like use the same idea okay. here and use like wow. the crispy lentils inside. You can also put the crispy lentils on top afterwards if you want them to like keep their crispiness, obviously.
That sounds great.
And then peppers, onions, and if you want a crunch, you can also add cashews. I love cashews. It's the only tree nut I'm not allergic to. That's like a nice crunch. You can add diced peanuts on top if you want to. Just something to give it like a little texture.
Right.
So you're going to basically make all of this in one skillet. If you're using meat or tofu, make sure you brown that first.
Okay.
And then you'll add in the peppers and onions, and then you'll add in the sauce. So you want to make sure everything is cooked and has texture first, and right. then you'll add in this base sauce and make sure it's all like warmed together.
Ooh, that sounds great.
I also like to serve it with rice because I feel like sometimes the lettuce wraps are like maybe falling apart, or you run out of lettuce, or you just want like a side dish. So like I always serve it with rice, whether it's white rice or brown rice, just to kind of like mix it up a little bit. I'm a big carb girl. So even though this is a low carb meal, if you still want your carbs, like please, by all means, like make rice on the side.
That sounds good.
The idea is you're going to serve the meat mixture or whatever, tofu, lentils, peppers, onions, with the base sauce in one bowl. Okay. And then you're going to serve the peanut sauce in like a separate bowl. And then I always put my lettuce like nicely on a lettuce plate. And I put those three plates on the table. And then I have my plate and Andrew has his plate. So it kind of feels like a taco night. So you're making each lettuce wrap as you're eating it. So there's no like food wastage. You're not like throwing out whatever you didn't get to, because it's so easy at the end of the meal, if there's leftovers, to just like wrap up that bowl that you had on the table and use it for a different meal. Or serve it over rice the next day, or bring it to lunch the next day, like at work. It's just, it's so nice to be able to make them while you're eating them. So you know you're not making yourself 10 of them, but you only actually eat 7 of them. And now that lettuce is like wasted.
Now, when you and Andrew first met, were you a foodie like you are now? Or is this like you got married and then he's like, oh my God, this is amazing. She specializes in creating all these incredible recipes. I'm thinking he's so lucky. And you're also
he definitely knew, I think. Obviously, like I was at a different place in my life because I was figuring out, like I knew I had food allergies at that point. I had known for like maybe 5 or 6 years, but I don't think I was as skilled as I am now. And obviously it was not my full-time job. Like I was working in fashion, if you didn't know that already. No, I worked in fashion at the time and I worked in the city. So it was like hard to come home from a full day of work. Wow. And then like want to make like this whole meal from scratch, where I think that's where my love came from like easy, like 30 minute meals.
Yes.
But also when we had only been dating a year when COVID happened, and he's a real estate agent. So he was like super bored during COVID. Like who's buying a house during COVID?
Oh yeah.
So I think that's when a lot of like our experimenting began. And I had my Instagram when we met, but I did not have a lot of followers. And once COVID started, that's like when it really took off. So I think that was like such a good opportunity to like be able to experiment in the kitchen. And he was obviously like quarantining with me. So then like we just started cooking together. And I think now like we're both on the same page. Like we both like to cook. We both want to make something together. We like switch off on who makes dinner every night.
Oh, really?
Like we like trying new restaurants together. So we're definitely like on that foodie page together, which makes it really fun.
That sounds so much. What did you do in fashion?
I worked as a technical designer. So think about what an architect does for a house. Like they come up with the plans and the specific measurements and like the directions on like how to build it. I did that for clothes.
How do you know how to do that? That's so
I went to school for fashion, and like when I went to Marist in Poughkeepsie, and like, and I minored in creative writing, in case anyone thinks I'm like, so I always like, I'm so self-conscious that I'm so far off from what I went to college, but
no,
I'm like,
I love that. My daughter is going to minor. She wants to major in creative writing, but the school that she picked just has a English major, but they have a minor in creative writing. So.
Oh, I love that. I think writing was always like an outlet for me. Mm-hmm. So when I like figured out that cooking was also an outlet, that was a great way to put that together. And I always loved fashion because I feel like I'm a creative person, which translates to cooking too.
Right.
But when I went to Marist, they really teach you like everything from drawing the design to coming up with the pattern to sewing it. And then making sure like it fits properly. And my favorite part about that process was the making sure it fit properly, because it's basically like, I love solving a good problem.
I love that. Are you a fan of Project Runway?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was like.
I got to interview Tim Gunn once. Unfortunately, a radio tour. So you're lucky to get 10 minutes if the other person doesn't go over. I think we got 7 minutes together, but it was so joyful. He's so lovely.
He's like a fashion icon. I love him.
Isn't he amazing? Well, Kayla, you're a food icon to me.
But it was hard. Like once I'm sure like so many people experience this, but like I had a really hard time. We were talking about anxiety like before we started recording.
Right. Yes.
Like I had a really hard time transitioning from working every day in an office to then COVID where like you couldn't leave the house. And that was a lot of anxiety for me.
Yes.
And then like on the flip side, when COVID was over, returning to the office was like a lot of anxiety for me.
I bet.
And I just felt like I was so attached to like cooking and the kitchen and like being creative. Like I had just transitioned to this being my outlet instead that I was just like, this is probably like the thing to do. Like maybe fashion was fun for a decade, but maybe like this is going to be fun for a decade.
I think that's awesome. Kayla, I'm so glad you switched because your food is phenomenal and
thanks.
You're so good at recipe creation. Tell us all the ways we can find you and people should definitely sign up for your Substack.
Yes. So I want everybody to go to Substack if you like my recipes, because there you can sign up for a full weekday meal plan. It's focused on 5 easy dinner recipes that take 30 minutes or less.
That's awesome.
They are all gluten-free and dairy-free. And there are options for vegan, low-fat, low-carb, and high-protein if you need any of those. If you don't want full dinner recipes and you just want to follow me on social media, you can follow me on Instagram at Kayla Capiello, or you can follow me on TikTok at Kayla Capiello, and you can go to my blog at KaylaCapiello.com for more recipes.
Yay. All right. Everybody keep coming back. Kayla's going to be joining us twice a week and we've got lots of good stuff coming up. So everybody rate, review, subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family, and keep coming back to Health Power. Thanks so much.
Well, that's it for our show today. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate you, and we would appreciate it if you could please rate and review and leave a comment, because the more you engage with our podcast, the more you will find it and help other people find it wherever they listen to their podcast. So be sure to follow us. I'm at Andrea Donsky and at Naturally Savvy, and Lisa
at Lisa Davis MPH.
Thank you so much. And please share this episode, because the more you share shows you care. We'll see you next time.